Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya, it is the Red Men TV. I'm Chloe Bloxham. Liverpool have just beaten Nottingham Forest 3-2 in an absolute thriller of a second half. Polar opposite from the first half, where it was really slow, lethargic. Liverpool had a lot of the ball in that first half, but didn't do absolutely anything with it. Saying that, the set pieces for us in that first half, you saw glimpses of how they were really hurting Nottingham Forest. We should have been 2-0 at half time. I think Jota misses one of the first. Don't ask me how he did that, but he made up for it in the second half. Virgil had a couple in the first half as well where he couldn't just direct it goalwards, and at our time I thought to myself, at least we looked more solid than we did against the first 20 against Leeds, but we now just need that attacking threat. We needed to speed it up, and my word, that second half speed up, it was absolutely ridiculous. End to end football, it's not really how I'd like it, but at the end of the day we came on with a win. The first goal is obviously from a set piece. There's signs early on in the first half, but we get the goal from it in the second, but Fabinho gets his head to it and Jota there to poach it in. Absolutely instinctual from him, in the right areas at the right moment, and gets on the end of it to put it in the back of the net. And he's in decent goal scoring form after not scoring for 30 games, was it? So yeah, great to see Jota. And the first one got us up, but the second one from him was absolutely outrageous. I had my hands on my head. I could not believe what he'd done. He chested it, he kneed it, he volleyed it past Keylor Navas. Jota the slaughter is whack. That second goal is going to be on replay tonight. Match of the day is going to be on tonight because the Reds have got a massive 3 points. And you might say it's not a massive 3 points, but look, I'm really hoping that absolutely anything is still alive for Liverpool. I'm just hoping that Liverpool quietly pick up the points they need, and come the end of the season, let's see where we are. Because truthfully, we just need to get a bit of rhythm, a bit of form, pick up the points, and the league table will do what it wants, because we can't control other people whether they pick up points as well. We've got to focus on ourselves, and we did. The defending was horrific, let's be perfectly honest, in that second half. Canate and Virgil completely collapsed. It was shocking. I think their second goal actually comes from a long throw-in, which was causing us trouble all through that second half. And it was a throw-in that we gave away because Alisson Becker couldn't find Robertson. And from us having possession, we then conceded a throw-in and then a very crap goal. It's a good hit by Gibbs more than White, but to be perfectly honest, it's just a bit crap from us, from Liverpool. Not getting close enough to the ball, letting them with the nod on, and putting it in the back of the net. Nico Williams obviously came back to score against us, not really asked. Don't care. But moving on from that, Liverpool, instead of, you know, being a bit more scared like they usually would. I think in other games earlier on in the season, Liverpool don't win this game of football because we don't bounce back. Because the first and the second goal that we concede affects us too much that we can't play football. And look, it was scrappy, it was intense, it was stressful to the max. But Liverpool found a way to win. They dug deep, and that's all I cared about, because performances, yeah, we need them. We need to see what Liverpool will look like. We need these performances to boost us till the end of the season, to look forward to next season. But ultimately, we need the points, because we need some sort of European football, I think. And there's a lot of people who don't want European football, but European football brings money in. And look, it'll be a bit crap next year. when everyone else is playing midweek footy and we're not. So we really needed to put a run of form together, and hopefully we are. We drew against Chelsea, which was not a good result, let's not get that wrong. We drew against Arsenal, which we should have won it, but we didn't. But not the worst outcome. And then obviously we won against Leeds 6-1, we've won against Nottingham Forest 3-2, not easy, but we're doing it and we're picking up points, and let's hope this continues until the end.
Very close there.
So I'm delighted, to be honest. Me Saturday hasn't been ruined, I can enjoy the weekend of footy, match of the day is on, and all in all, Shelton is absolutely lost. Luis Diaz came back. Loved to see him. There's a lot more we can talk about, but I'm just happy, and you should be too, because Liverpool have won a game of footy, and that's really all we care about. Worry about everything else come Monday when it's a crap day and we can all just be angry about something. But for now, enjoy your weekend and up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.